Today my guest will be Lou Fonseca, an ex-major leaguer who, after retiring from baseball, began a new and successful career as a producer of commercial and instructional baseball films. I think what Lou is about to say will be of particular interest to the youngsters in our audience. So stand by, fellows. Lou and I will be back after this important message.
Well, Lou, it's certainly nice having you on the program. I appreciate your taking the time to come in and say hello to our listeners.
Well, Jack, it's really a pleasure because I remember you've done a lot of favors for me with those movies, you know, World Series play and some of the other movies we've had for a number of years.
Well, you certainly have come up with a very fine idea, and I was wondering, in these movies, do you have a pet shot that you like most of all, you want to show to your friends when they come to the house or something?
Well, I guess my pet shot, Jackie, is an instructional film on batting, going back to some of the great hitters of the game that we had taken in slow motion. And that's kind of my pet instructional film, let me put it that way.
Speaking of batting, Lou, if a youngster came up to you and asked you for tips for hitting, could you just tell the fellow without seeing him swing, or could you give him an idea what's best to start with?
Well, I think, Jackie, after you break down all the fundamentals of batting, and there are many, just like in golf, you can finally settle upon about six fundamentals that you must follow. And that was to pick up the ball coming from the pitcher before they started to open that forward shoulder. In other words, waiting on the pitch and then using good, fast hand action. The stride, the timing, and the hit and everything else seemed to synchronize after that and follow and drop into its proper place. And I think that's the fault of the average major league hitter today that gets into trouble. He's hitting it in motion and everything else instead of picking up that ball on the way before making a move. And you remember Joe DiMaggio in particular, how he stood up there like a goaltender. Never made a move until he picked up that ball, and then everything started to fly, the hands, the bat, and that stride is a split second ahead of the hands and the bat, and there is that little division in there that makes a great major league hitter.
Then you think the most important thing is picking up the ball.
That is true, and keeping that front shoulder, if you're a right-handed hitter, of course, it would be the left shoulder, and the left-handed hitter the right shoulder, not to even open that forward shoulder 1 inch until you see some part of that ball on the way up, and then really let those hands go to work, and the change of pace or slider or nothing else is going to throw your timing off.
Lou Fonseca, I want to say that I think you've given our youngsters who may be listening in some very valuable tips as far as hitting is concerned. If they follow your advice, it will help them tremendously.
Thank you very much, Jack.
That just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.